6. Tips of two steeples clear against the sky, one pointed, one squared, with finials, the weird religions of Fairhaven. Square God and pointy God, see them miles out in Buzzard's Bay. Stop telling me what the world is about. It isn't about anything. I want the pony between my legs, not just the pages of some book you read. Polonia in purple flower now, in the cemetery by the sea. In mist the recent dead survey their real estate. For property is nothing but what is there, always around you, a kind of color left when all the money rubs off, as I is what's left of you when you are gone. The sun is all that's left of the sacrament, the picnic in the stars when Lao Tzu fell, when no one helped him to his feet, he knew, this is the very planet that I feared, oakum and burlap and cinders and cigars. They build so much they have no structure left to build themselves. What is he saying now, an old man crouched by rust-out pickup truck, engine gone, all overgrown with vines and flowers, speaking Navajo to his goats, and one old Toro he'd climb up on and exit the arroyo. Then at last the animal began, snarling behind the door. We couldn't tell what kind of thing he was, all noise and jumping hard against the wood. This is what is coming to decide us. An animal uses 9/10 of all the strength its muscles have. Even a strong man, only a fourth of his potential, is why a little dog can kill you. No wonder we need walls, but why are we so feeble in our bones? Nobody knows. It has to do with spirit, maybe. We waste all our kinetic force on thinking, or praying does it, or spending all our sap on moving things from one place to another. Don't put me in your we. I never lift a finger. I'm weak by nature, and a friend to time. Seven. Photons meet gaons, and the morning is. Old slacker meeting at the trough, another fisherman. I will make thee fisher of women, who made thee. The catechism relents, and gives for once evasive answers. God is an alligator. God is a dwarf star. God is the idea of yourself as good as new again, apocatastasis and a grin in your teeth, starting out from Levittown, not 3 years old, already in love with everything that touches, and the glory parking lot around Mondorman, or you can touch, or be a bus, or on her way to San Francisco in the morning, say, gone for days, got married in Yosemite. She sucked the dark. You stroked her long silk hair, and both were fishermen. You felt like bears in the May meadow. Under the celebrated cataract, you cooked your sweet fish. Now is the wrong time to remember. It is always wrong to remember now. Wait, it will all come back. Where had it been and you were sleeping? Newspapers that year adorned with famous deaths, and death means no more buying. Scissor up the Visa card and rest in peace. Death is the opposite of cash, the mortgage that you can never pay off. Never. Who are you talking to, pauper? This grave alone costs more than all of you, for my numbers are not known, and I was one whole life. A prince I was among the neighbor stars, and my hat hung from Aldebaran, a door you can't see from here. I came through like fire catching on an envelope, and all the unread messages inside go up in brightness, where I tell you how much I love you when you read, elide the meanings of all the cosmoses to those two lapwings on the near shore, dragging faux-broke wings and shrieking. Everything keeps trying to recite Christ. It's like a schoolroom in Tibet with all the alphabets shouting at once. Faithless bint, why won't you write? You got all the word caresses you requested. Why don't you answer and say please, or carry me out to see the new moon, my fingernail too near your eyes, unfocusable night, and where are you? When the answer marches in before the question, when flood breaks levees and troops fall back on higher ground, when hundreds drown, when everybody is the wrong color, call it a political discussion and switch channels. How many furlongs in the average heart before it gets to yes, no food at all or stuff like that, but all our clothes are drying out. 8. Measurements keep cropping up. Alas, my lay, thou dost me long to cast my chart sands sinistry. Because some have listened for the tower, photonic streams to mingle in one glance, be visage and yet smile, alderman, cannot see thee now. Thou art safe amongst the pilings of the ferry slip, one dead seagull among so many books, an ivy on the wall, a phantom leader leaning on your tomb, mumbling the questionable meters of your ode. Is this what you spent your life procuring? Teen critics with parted lips, vexed with your syntax but along for the sex, because you make them feel a certain way that no one does and no one maybe should, Adorno by his icebox, frowning at the mine. Morning happens like the profile of an unknown woman, or a willow tree against the sky. Keep the jewels and throw the clothes away. The gates of hell will not prevail against thy nakedness. Spirit is an alder bush. God is its sparrow. Read all that in the Bible, tears in your eyes, because truth takes leave of your senses. The ivy that turns scarlet in October is new green now. You stop and wonder what color has to do with time. Your hair and all that long anxiety, what does a day bring to balance what it takes away? Silence, Omar, this is serious. Men are waiting for their money. Your consolations come before the wound. When people ponder what dying will be like, they have the light switch on the wall in mind, or running out of money, or pizza in the oven, or a pigeon, an ordinary grubby pigeon tumbling from a belfry. And then slowly you stop wondering. Who knows, and who cares who knows, if you don't know, right? Egregious sympathies, wine spilled among the innocent. Hedonist, light up your white cigar. 9. A smile pervades the air today. Call it light, and talk about the photons. But nobody speaks Gaelic here, since we all guess the light you see is just herself at the gate below, green as your eyes and gabbling some tongue, no Hebrew you ever heard. And here she comes, the sea always trying to catch up, whore directly overhead disguised as Ra. What do we know of the blue vowels, yellow vowels of desert sundance, a man strung up by the pectorals, red shaman crouching in green shade, all human culture one single new forged sword, somehow got broke, the hero holds it, glue me together with men's tongues, and with thy moonless menstruum, motherfold of virgin intellect bedew, the sedulous Nostoc comes down to us, in us from an alien sky, one with no horizon. Then got even less coherent, like sea dawn, shirred with storm clouds, and the names garbled you're supposed to cry out at your hour in the liturgy of bed, when the knife cuts and the bull falls forward into physics, the so-called natural world that pillows your sweet dreams, and the gods weep to see it slumping there on the bent constellation of its knees. All the gods, but none, and him we leave alone, the desert fisherman, surgeon of the healthy, the tofu peddler whose flute is a dry stick. Still you can hear him blocks away, the plangent emptiness you wake up fearing, malevolent vegans poisoning your milk. In this town, nobody's innocent enough when a girl you've just that minute met explains tenderly that she, and only she, is your final descendant, come from the furthest future to claim you now, and you don't even have a now to give her. 10. The sea is far away, that's here today. Elaborate tomorrow with iron schemes. Alabaster deserts form no geodes, darling. All the rest of your memories are vague. My childhood in Livonia, the pale wood crates filled with paler raffia, stone lamps from Italy or any other name. We live on the cusp of an understanding never comes. Heartbeat below the belt, a kind of wrestling they do in Okinawa. You think you're alone in morning fog when suddenly a hand comes to touch you. Subway map of your skin. It all begins with being anywhere, or full of bees hiving deeper in your head, or words waddle your way from books and hush their meaning in the tumult of their sound. You love like blankets in winter emptiness. If you say it right, its thing will happen. This all will be happening again. Long as you live, far as you sail, they'll always have another peculiar island, hung from the edges of the sky's apparent smile, a smudge of children playing whiffle ball. No, guests, you ghosts you read about in childhood Hearst, gaudy articles, soft paper, lost colonies and lepers, close to you breathing up from the newsprint, lackluster ashes in your fireplace, mother lost. Prussian ash heaps, not one goat to milk, conning towers of dead submarines. Nothing but virtue ever helps, yet still they dream of agency. Feckless moral code aims chairs for shamans, the long sweet swindle of music, a glass of kosher wine without the glass. One night the car drove home alone. I would be tentative as space. I would repose on Daffy Taffeta and demure dimity, as if I had a right to bed and board. Meantime, my luggage on its way to Oakland, I can describe only 3 of my 4 items to police. What is this one missing from my mind, but hurtling on Amtrak north to Albany? How many items make up a single train? Count every screw. How come we've made a world so intricate, particular? Stop fussing, buddy. This is purgatory.